raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I think it's Freedom Day. I know one thing. It's Shemini Atzeret today, and we're going to talk about that. I want to make sure that you guys celebrate. You know what this amazing holiday is, this amazing holy day is. And so, hey there, I see you guys over on the chat. I'm so glad you guys are with me, and I have a surprise for you today. I like to do surprises on Tuesdays, and so we're going to have a great time. If you're new here, this is the Freedom Force Battalion, and I'm going to show you the website right here is freedomforce.live, or you can find us at melissaredpill.com. Tons of great resources over there. We look at how this is biblical, and so this biblical festival that we're celebrating today is so huge, and so I'm really excited to share with you, you know, what has happened since I just saw you 2 days ago. It's really something to see how all this is biblical, and so I'm very glad that we have the eyes to see it. Now, let's get started. Okay, don't forget, before we get started, hit the like button right now. Hit it right now, because you know we'll go so fast and we'll forget it if we don't watch out. So I'm sure Songbird will keep us on the straight and narrow. So hey, Songbird, I'm glad to see you. All right, so this, like I said, this is the website. We look at the current events. This is where we have all the end times information. This is the end times for them. Whenever you hear end times, just think end times for the bad guys. And the golden age for us of health and wealth and peace. And just can't even wait to tell you all the great things today. So yeah, don't forget, all of our social media is right here. We're back on YouTube. If you are one of the YouTube people, understand that on Tuesdays, a lot of times I talk about things that is a no-no. It's a no-no over on, okay, yeah, it's right here, YouTube right there. There's my YouTube, Melissa Red Pill 11. I can't talk about on Rumble, so come over here on, to see some of these things. And I really, to be honest, if I put a link, then I'll get in trouble too. So there's, it's not a freedom zone yet. It's not. This is where you would come to see all of our videos that we have done to date. So they're all right there. And all the great information that we have about health, getting your health back, and audiobooks are there. All right, so let's go. So President Trump said this amazing thing, and I wanted you guys to hear it. He said he gives thanks to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when he says that, I don't want you guys to think, oh, this is just the Jewish people. No, this is our heritage too. This is our faith, is the faith of Abraham, the same faith that Abraham has, we have. Now, he was looking forward to a Savior to come, and the Lord Jesus, and we're looking back going, okay, Jesus has accomplished the work that he did on the cross to save us, but either way, we have the same faith. The Bible says that he believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and that's what you do. You believe God, you believe his word, and you honor him, and he knows that. He knows that. We may not, you know, none of us have everything, all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted, but he sees your heart. The Lord looks at the heart, just like he did when he chose David to be the next king. All right, so I want you to hear this from him. I love it, and I love for us to remember that we are Israelites. We are Israelites. It's not about your progeny. It's not about your ancestry. It is about who you are in your heart, whether you are the physical progeny or whether you are grafted in to the tree, you are Israel. So check this out.
Above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It should now be clear to everyone throughout the region that decades of fomenting terrorism and extremism, jihadism and anti-Semitism have not worked. They've been a disaster. They've just killed. They've killed. From Gaza to Iran, those bitter hatreds have delivered nothing but misery, suffering, failure, and death. Through glory and heartache, we have built industries together, we have made discoveries together, we have confronted evil together, and we have waged war together, and perhaps, most beautifully of all, we have made peace together. And this week, against all odds, we have done the impossible and brought our hostages home. The God who once dwelled among his people in this city still calls us, in the words of Scripture, the turn from evil and do good. Together we've shown that peace is not just a hope that we can dream about. It's a reality. It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together as partners in peace.
Oh boy, I can't even listen to it. He brings me to tears. This is what we've been waiting for. Oh my goodness, it's really, you know, this whole thing that happened. Of course, it's Charlie Kirk Day today too. I'm going to play some of that for you because this is very interesting. I want to try to connect some of these dots for you. And then 10:10, of course, is, you know, what we were waiting for from the Mickey clock. Also from the wonderful passage in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that they might have life and that abundantly. He's not just talking about you and me on a personal level. He is, of course, on that level, but also for all of humanity. That's the whole reason he came, was to bring peace in the world, literally like the angels sang at Christmas. So yeah, I love that. And everyone working together, Muslims and Jews and Christians, everyone working together to fight against the New World Order cabal. Remember, that's who our enemy is. It's not an ethnicity. It is a cabal group. And so I just love that. Okay, so is the volume good now, everybody? Okay, volume is down again. Okay, are we good? So sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. Let me see. Actually, just give me the thumbs up if the volume is good. All right, so I'm going to keep going because I think someone said it was good. All right, so I want you to see that the day that President Trump arrived in Israel is the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is a huge, huge day on the biblical calendar. And what we've been doing, we always do this in our on our channel, we do the biblical festivals, the Hebrew festivals or biblical festivals, and the Melly is low, still low. Okay, so let me see if I can figure this out on the fly. While I'm trying to figure out my volume, I will play this for you.
It took 3,000 years to get to this point. Can you believe it? And it's going to hold up, too.
The president describing this as much more than a hostage exchange and ceasefire. He's promising the region a new golden age.
This is not only the end of a war. This is the end of an age of terror and death and the beginning of the age of faith and hope and of God. This is.
I love that. Did you hear that? Okay, I want to talk to you about what does he mean by this thousand years to get to this point. Have you guys thought about that? Now, if you're following my social media, then you already know. But for those of you who aren't, definitely go and follow my social media. It's over on melissaredpill.com. You'll find the real Melly. And I'm going to tell you what happened 3,000 years ago. So for him to give me these clues, all of us these clues, but it just, I was just like, oh, this is so exciting. All right. So go back to this episode. The volume they say is good. So I'm going to just leave it at that. So here is President Trump appearing on the day of the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And you remember that as we keep the biblical festivals that he told us to keep perpetually, we have the Feast of Trumpets. And what we saw in the Feast of Trumpets this year, if you didn't see this, definitely go back on Red Pill the World and watch all the videos where we were talking about the Feast of Trumpets. But every day it was trumpeting, blasting the truth out about Pfizer, about I can't even say the word, you know, the big word that starts with A, that I'll get him in trouble if I post this on YouTube. I mean, all the things that we heard that week, that was when really the whole truth happened with Charlie, just on and on, and it went as far as, Antifa was being brought out, designated as a foreign or just a terrorist organization. I think later as a foreign terrorist organization, but blasting the truth that these people are terrorists and that we're going against them with our military. I mean, we can go ahead and root them out. I mean, we just heard truth after truth after truth. So that's what happens on the Feast of Trumpets. And it's a festival where we gather together. So, and we repent. So we speak the truth and we say, okay, I accept the responsibility for anything I have done wrong. We repent of that. And then everything is forgiven that we've repented of on the Day of Atonement. Everything is atoned for. And that's when the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. So look here. Immediately he goes over to the Middle East there at the Feast of Tabernacles. And all these people are set free and this war is ended. This is so biblical. The seventh day of completion on the Feast of Tabernacles. After we have the Day of Atonement and everything is set right, then we tabernacle with the Lord. He tabernacles with us. We can tabernacle with each other. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful festival. And so I just think it's amazing that it's amazing that we, you know, are awake to see it, that this is happening in our day, and that we're so blessed to be able to see it. All right, so I'm getting some people saying the volume's no good. I'm getting some people saying the volume still is good. So I don't know what to think, but I'm gonna keep going. I don't know what else to do. All right, so here is where President Trump said about the 3,000 years. What? That is so weird, you guys. I don't understand what's going on with that. That's a bummer. I'm trying to figure out why that is happening. Because it looks like it's hello testing. Maybe this thing got turned. Maybe it got turned. Let me see. I'm right on the mic. Okay, so you're having trouble too, Songbird? Okay, that is all the way up. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. All right. Sorry about that, folks. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep figuring it out until when you get louder, when you are closer. I think that's what you said. All right. Now I'll just talk loud. I'll scream at you guys. All right. I'll shout the truth. Okay. So this is what happened 3,000 years ago. And we've been talking about it on our channel that 3,000 years ago was when our ancestors were cast out of the land. I'm going to find you the book right now. And this is when they were cast out of the land. We've been studying this book right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. We never read any of these books in church. I've been in church, you know, all my life, and nobody ever read these minor prophet books. And so the minor prophets were telling us all about when the people were cast out of the land. And the reason, I'm not going into all the detail about it tonight, but you can go back and look at this books you can get the book on Amazon for $2.99. You can read it. You can listen to the audiobook, and you can also do the study guide. We get together, do the study guide every Saturday morning. Okay. But the problem was they had got involved in Baal worship. They were worshiping Satan because Jezebel and Ahab and all the other bad kings like them had fooled them into thinking that that was the thing that God wanted them to do, was to sacrifice children. It's outrageous. Okay. It's completely outrageous, but that's what they thought that God wanted them to do. All right. So now when you know, the Lord says, okay, all these minor prophets were saying, look, you've got to stop doing this. You know, you're going to have to be kicked out of the land if you don't stop doing this. Well, they didn't stop because most people are sheep and they just do what they're told by the people in charge, people in the white lab coats or the people in the control, the people with the big official name or whatever. So, and they don't want to be thought as like the conspiracy theorists, right? It's just the same thing that was 3,000 years ago is the same thing we're up against now. It's hard to stand up and be different, right? Anyway, even in that situation, so God did cast them out of the land, and the people who were cast out were called the scattered tribes, or you might have heard as the diaspora or the lost tribes, and we were scattered like seeds all over the world, and the Lord did that not because he was angry, yes, he was angry, but not because he hated us and our ancestors, but because he said, you've got to get away from Jezebel and Ahab, and if that's the only way, you've got to get away from these people, they're so evil. And so then when the people left, then they began to walk in righteousness after that. And when our Lord Jesus came, he said to then go, everyone go into all the world and preach the gospel, fill the world with people who walk with me. Okay. And don't worship Satan. All right. So that's what when he's talking about the 3,000 years ago, that's what happened 3,000 years ago. 3,000 years ago, our ancestors were cast out of the land of Israel and Judah. So it's like, so, you know, right in that range, because during one period, the people in the north, the northern tribes were cast into Assyria, and another period, the southern tribes of Judah were cast into Babylon. Either way, it was about 3,000 years ago. Okay, that's what he's talking about. What else happened 3,000 years ago? That's what he's talking about. All right, so here it's, and of course he's talking about, he's in the land of Israel or Palestine, whatever you want to call it. And he's saying, you know, this is the history of the people there. And this is our history too, because many of us are Israelites and we don't even know it. You know, I've got an amazing book. Go on my channel. Watch the videos on this playlist called The Lost Tribes of Israel. And the great thing is there were five different mothers in the tribes, and they all looked different. They had different skin color. They all looked different. So, but bottom line, it doesn't so much matter if you are the physical progeny or if you're grafted in. The bottom line is your faith, that you have the same faith as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, so this is what Moses told them. He says, listen, I know I got you guys out of Egypt, but you guys are still not ready to, you know, go into the promised land. It took 40 years before they went into the promised land. They still were very hard-headed. And so Moses said, listen, I know what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, don't do the Baal worship with these people in Canaan do. You've got to cleanse the land. Now, in church, and I'm sure the same thing with you guys, I was never told why they're getting rid of all these people. And it was because they were worshiping Baal. They were chewing child sacrifice. This was, you know, not even, you know, you can't work with that because your whole society will be destroyed, right? Anyway, so he said, you've got to cast them out. But he says, I know you won't. I mean, he didn't say it exactly like that. But he says, but when the Lord casts you out of the land because you don't obey, then remember and turn back to the Lord, basically. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. Deuteronomy 30. In the future, when you experience all these blessings and curses, and the curses, think of it more like all the troubles that come upon you, remember that that when you are living among the nations to which the Lord has exiled you, cast you out of the land, take to heart all these instructions. And if at that time you and your children return to the Lord, if you obey with all your heart and your soul all the commands I've given you, then the Lord will restore your fortunes. This is what we've been talking about again in this book, which is loot the silver, plunder the gold. There's no end to their uncounted wealth. All that silver and gold is coming back to us. That's the whole point of right now, silver and gold just skyrocketing. All that wealth that's been stored up, it's been stored up for the righteous. The evildoers have stored it up for us, okay? And so that's exactly what he's talking about here in Deuteronomy chapter 30. He will have mercy on you and gather you back from the nations where he has scattered you. Again, it's don't think about that we're all going to go back and live in Israel. That's not what it's talking about. But wherever you live, you will have freedom. You will have peace. You will have wealth. You will have health. This is for all the world. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. Even though you are banished to the ends of the earth, the Lord will gather you together from there and bring you back home. The Lord will return you to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will possess that land again. Now, I know it's saying that physical land, but it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. It's for the whole world to be set right. And that, my friends, is what we are witnessing. That is what we're witnessing. The end of the exile. It's the end of the exile. That is what we are witnessing. Now, so President Trump was saying that the same faith as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so this 3,000 years ago was approximately when they were sent into captivity. So he was talking about that here. So I want you to hear him talk about it, and you'll know that he's talking about returning the restoration of humanity from exile. Check it out.
So Gaza, we believe, is going to be a much safer place, and it's going to be a place that reconstructs, and other countries in the area will help it reconstruct because they have tremendous amounts of wealth, and they want to see that happen. And we'll be involved in helping them make it successful and helping it stay peaceful, but I think it's going to be peaceful. I think, again, the Iran situation was very important, doing what we had to do, which was, again, 22 years it was planned to be done, and no other president wanted to do it or whatever, for whatever reason, but they didn't do it. And having that was very important. But, you know, I'm very confident there'll be peace in the Middle East. I mean, the words peace in the Middle East is something people have been striving for hundreds of years, for centuries, for many centuries. And we really have, every country has come together.
Okay, so, at the very beginning, though, he was saying 3,000.
And years, it's been heartache for many years. A lot of people say this is a deal for 3,000 years. So whether you say 500, because some people say 500 based on events, but other people say this is something historic for 3,000 years.
Yes, that is it. Okay, that's it's historic. It's the restoration. It's the return from exile. And I'm going to read to you also Isaiah chapter 40. This you've heard 1,000 times, but maybe you didn't really connect it with what's going on that right now. It says, "Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, the city of God, and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for. She's received from the Lord's hands double for all her sins." What is this talking about? Her hard service. We have all been in exile. We've all been basically captives to this criminal cabal, whether it's Babylon or the Roman Empire or whatever empire, the New World Order, all the way through, we have been under their boot on our throat. And so this is what he's saying, that hard service, that time of struggle, that time of lack and the type of sickness, all of that has been completed. You've learned your lesson. You can come out of the corner, in other words. And, and the Lord even said through Moses, I'll be with you even then when you're in these faraway lands. But you have to learn the lesson, and all of humanity had to do that. We all had to go through that together. Very similar to what it says in 1 Corinthians 13. It says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Humanity is putting away childish things. We're going to be all grown up now. All right, so here is where President Trump was saying that, and then this is the eighth day. Today is the eighth day. So President Trump came back here on the eighth day, and this is called Shemini Atzeret. It's a celebration that goes 2 days. The first day is called Shemini Atzeret. The second day is called Simchat Torah. And so it's a picture of the eighth day, which is after the millennial reign of Christ on earth, when heaven and earth merge. And there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. So this commemorates that day. And we celebrate this every year for two different days, like a double portion of blessing, because we want to remember that that's our future, is that there will be no more death or sorrow or crying. And so we celebrate that. And so I think that connects with what we saw happening today, but I'll get to that in just a second. All right, so here is the schedule, the calendar that happened. Yom Kippur happened on the 1st, and then you have, and then before that was the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, so we did all that, and then you started the Erev Sukkot, all the days of Sukkot, which is the tabernacles. And here we are on the 14th, Shemini Atzeret. And so this was the seventh day. The 13th was the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So very biblical that you would have the peace in the world settle and the peace agreement on that amazing day. Now, and you saw all of the people all over in the Egypt. Let me see if I have a picture of this, of all of these ones. Okay, yeah, I don't have it right here. All these ones, here we go. Okay, that's something different. Okay. Oh, yeah, you got to hear this, too. Yeah, so President Trump went to the Knesset, and that is basically their Congress. And so there are people, remember that just because they're in the Knesset doesn't mean that they all walk in lockstep. And they have brought up Netanyahu on charges. So, and President Trump happened to bring that up. Oh, I want to pardon you. Well, that was a little bit of a backhanded way of saying, hey, he's corrupt, and the Knesset thinks of him as corrupt. So I thought that was very, very interesting that he would bring that up. But this is this wonderful speaker, Amir Ohana. He says this is just not another American president, but a giant of Jewish history, one of whom we must look back 2.5 millennia into the mists of time to find a parallel in Cyrus the Great. So I wanted you to hear what he had to say. I love this. Check it out.
Of Jewish history. Another American president, but as a giant of Jewish history. One for whom we must look back 2.5 millennia into the mists of time to find a parallel. Cyrus the Great. You.
That's huge, huge, huge. Okay, so, and I know that was so light, you probably couldn't even hear that, but he said you have to look back 2 millennia to find someone like this. He is like the great Cyrus the Great. And so what happened with Cyrus was that he was the one who was the king of the entire world, and he set all the people free. He said, you can go, you live in my kingdom, I'm the king of the world, you can go wherever you please. And so the people didn't have to stay in this one little area, they could just go wherever they wanted. And so they were then his citizens of his country, of his nation. All right, so that's not the one I wanted to find. Okay, so I wanted you guys to see the one about what's happening in Egypt. I don't think I have the picture, but you guys saw this whole line of the Egyptian leaders. I'm sorry, the Middle Eastern leaders in Egypt all posing for pictures with President Trump, all, joining in on this peace deal. So I think that what ended up happening is you have everybody wants peace. And so the President Trump said, okay, Netanyahu, we know you want peace. So what we'll do is we will make sure to bring over our 200 troops, just 200 troops, and we'll make sure that naughty, naughty Hamas won't do anything bad. And so you don't have to worry. We will protect you. You do not have to worry about it. Everybody in the world wants peace. We know you want peace. So this is the way we're going to do it. Okay, sign the deal. But of course, he did not go to Egypt. You can tell he's pouting. He's mad about this. And there are still some IDF forces that are not cooperating and are not doing the right thing. And I'm thinking that the American troops are going to put a stop to that. And that's not going to be allowed to happen. Okay. So yeah, I just posted that on my social media. The other thing is, why did this take so long? I've talked about that before, but one of the things that President Trump talked about in that little clip was about Iran. And with Iran no longer having those nuclear weapons, Netanyahu couldn't use them as a boogeyman to say Iran, sent a nuclear weapon. Okay, that's what they were. They've been threatening that. Oh, Iran's going to send a nuclear weapon, right? And so that is taken out of the way. There's no more nuclear weapons in Iran. Okay, who has nuclear weapons? Oh, well, Israel does, right? So they would be blamed. They only want to do it if they could blame someone else. So they were really in a spot where they didn't have any choice. He would not have agreed to this unless he had no other choice. And if you remember, he did say, oh, President Trump is so wonderful, he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. He's just, if his mouth is moving, you know he's lying, right? Yes, and yeah, exactly, wouldn't you, 57? He is making sure that he is, President Trump is amazing, because I'm telling you, I just couldn't sit there and smile while I was listening to this genocidal maniac. I wouldn't be able to do it. But President Trump knows all the things and more that Netanyahu has done, and he will do anything. He'll put that smile on his face, and he'll do whatever he has to do to stop this awful, awful killing. All right, so praise the Lord on that. All right, so I want you to see that's what the 3,000 years is about. Now the next thing is no one's talking about the 2,000 Palestinians who were set free. This is gigantic, and no one's talking about it. And I think the reason no one's talking about it, have you seen people talking about it? You know, I think the only reason they're not is because these people are in bad shape, and they were not expecting to have to release them. And they were just having their jollies by torturing these people. It's awful. It's awful. It's straight from the pits of hell. And we need people to understand that's the problem. They do not follow any rules and regulations. They just do evil because of the fun of it. It's awful. It's hard for you and me to even imagine why. All right, so it says here, and hardly anyone has seen this, but I posted this over on my social media, Melissa Redpill, and I'll pop this link over into the chat for you guys just in case you haven't seen it. As of October 13th, the approximately 1,700 Palestinian detainees captured during the Gaza War and held without charge by Israel have been released and returned as part of the first phase of the U.S. brokered ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. I'm telling you, this is a miracle. It's amazing that President Trump got this done, and it just had to be done on the perfect timing and the perfect way, and to bring all the powers that be to bear on down on the New World Order, or it would not have happened. And obviously our military is the only way. So they know that if we can send 200 troops over there, we can send 2,000 or 20,000, whatever we have to do to make sure there's a stop to this. So just hold on tight. So that was the 1,700. And then there's also the exchange was completed coinciding with the release of the final 20 living Israeli hostages held in Gaza and the handover of deceased hostages' bodies. The broader agreement also includes the release of an additional 250 Palestinian prisoners serving long-term sentences, bringing the total Palestinian releases to nearly 2,000. That's where have you heard anything about the 2,000 Palestinians? The only thing I have heard is they released terrorists, Palestinian terrorists. It's maddening. It really is maddening because, and I see some of these influencers online. I'm just going to go ahead and call out, DC Drano. He was over there saying, you know, talking about this and, you know, what did he just put out? He was showing that the Hamas was doing all these evil things. It's the IDF, which is Hamas. They all work together. Okay. It's not the Palestinians. So, you know, they make the wording so confusing, and most people have no idea that, just like I just showed on my last video that I did with Nino, I hope you guys saw that one. If you haven't, make sure to watch that after this, that Nino and I were talking about that Hamas and Netanyahu are one and the same. They've been working together. They planned this since 2012. Okay. So now you see all these Palestinians who were basically taken hostage, were abducted and put into this terrible, torturous hell in Israel. And I'm going to show you some of these pictures of these people and the video of them talking. So before, when they were taken hostage, taken into this prison in Israel, Gaza was intact. And now they've come out and the whole thing is like something from a horrible futuristic movie. It's awful. They're just the shock of it. They can't believe it. And then so many of the people are dead. I mean, they just can't believe. And the numbers that you see on Grok say it's like 60,000. And that is not true. The number is, as President Trump has said, is in the like 600,000. I've seen the numbers of 680,000 and 380,000 of those are 5 years and under. Bannon was talking about this, that the people when the journalists get into Gaza, and they show what's the truth of what's been going on, and then you see what's the condition of these hostages, it's going to be very bad. It's going to be the biggest crime of all of history. And that's what it has, unfortunately, is going to take to wake people up. And that's our job, is to share this. It's all these videos that I'm putting out on Telegram. We're putting them out. My wonderful team's putting them out on True Social. We're putting them out on Getter. I'm putting them out on X. You guys, please do whatever you can to share them. And even if you don't have a very big following, that's okay. If you just go and you like them and bookmark them and comment on them and all that, that will help tremendously. And that's what happened the other day with the other video that the other post. It went viral, semi-viral, because, and it's still going, because you guys gave it a push. So I really do appreciate it. So, you know, to get this truth out. All right, so nearly 2,000 that have been released. So praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that they're released and the people are so happy. But they're not in good condition. Like, for example, here's one. I'm going to mute it. And you can see that this man can't even walk. Now, I don't know if they didn't feed him, if they didn't give him water. I don't know what's, but the poor man has collapsed. He's, Lord only knows what has been happening to him. So they go carrying him out of here and trying to get him some help right away. Just, it's obviously a huge difference between what's happening with the people in Gaza who were hostages in, you know, by quote Hamas, and compared to the ones that were held by Israel. And that is not what you're going to hear on the news, right? It's not what you're going to hear on the news. The reality is, you know, we've got to dig for the truth, because we're not going to hear it. How many times does President Trump have to tell us that they're fake news, right? So here's another one. This man, I'm going to try to read to you what he has to say. Let me move this off the screen. Here he is. Let me start from the beginning. He is a journalist. He was abducted like 20 months ago, and he just is in shock that Gaza is in this terrible condition, and he didn't know what was going on in the outside world, and he's saying that he's really frustrated at that the world didn't do anything. Well, we have tried. We tried. We tried to get the truth out. We were banned on this and banned on that. I mean, we've tried. He doesn't know that yet. But, I mean, it's just been awful. It's just been awful. So even to this day, here we are on maybe Freedom Day. I don't know if this, you know, it's freedom for these people for sure, that we are still having a hard time getting the truth out to people, because as the board said on post number 34, it says even at that point there'll still be so much division because of the narrative that has been pummeled out for so long that is a bunch of lies. So we are the ones, we're the battalion to try to get this truth out. So I want to read to you what he's saying. Bless his heart. Okay, I know it's a little bit loud. Let me see if I can. Okay, I'm going to mute it. For 2 years, I was in pain and starving. I left here starving. I was locked up and I starved, and I came out starved. I swear to God, we don't eat or drink, and we're never full. We're sick, but they suspend our bodies naked and torture. They suspend our bodies day and night to this day, abusing us, humiliating us, insulting us, all kinds of torture of the psychological and physical kind. We don't sleep. They threaten us with our children. We killed your children, they say. Gaza is no more. I entered Gaza and found it to be like a scene of Judgment Day. This is not Gaza. Where is the world? Where is the world? Where are all the people? These are not people. These are not people. How are... Yeah, he was taken from Al-Shifa complex in Gaza City long ago. It's just awful. It's just awful. I'm going to share that link with you also, so you guys can go and share these clips. Okay, there's the one. Here's the other one of this man. It just, he's endured so much. It just bless their hearts. It just it's awful. Oh, there's the clip I was going to try to show you. All of these leaders that were signing on to peace. So the only one who didn't want peace was Netanyahu, and they're like, okay, we're doing this. We'll bring our peacekeeping force, don't worry, and so all that. So yeah, but Netanyahu obviously did not want that. He wanted this to continue by, you know, we all know that. I'm sorry this is out of order, but this is really important. I want you to hear what President Trump said when he was before the Knesset. He called out Zionism, and he says, we want Zion. Okay, the difference is Zionism is a basically the cabal where they would run the world, like the New World Order. That's what Zionism is. But Zion, the city, is the city of God, the city of peace. Completely different. completely opposite. Okay, so I want you to hear what President Trump says. Hopefully, this will be loud. Hopefully.
Alley's an ancient pass of Jerusalem, then surely peace and respect can flourish among the nations of the broader Middle East. The God who once dwelled among his people in this city still calls us, in the words of Scripture, the turn from evil and do good, to seek peace and pursue it. So he still whispers truth into the hills and knolls and valleys of his magnificent creation, and he still writes hope into the hearts of his children all over the world. And that is why, even after 3,000 years of pain and conflict, the people of Israel have never given up from the threats of Zionism, from all sorts of threats. You want the promise of Zion. You want the promise of success and hope and love and God. And the people of America have never lost faith in the promise of a great and blessed future for all of us. From the very first day that modern Israel was founded, we have...
Okay, I just want to make sure that you saw this, that he was calling out Zionism. So I'm going to share this link with you also so that people can think and understand the difference. And I'm going to show you that big post that I did. I think it's like 60,000 people have seen it. But this is the one on Zionism versus Zion. Okay, huge difference. And I know it's... Remember, it says on post 34 that we will still be... have a lot of... division, because of the narrative that has been long since pummeled. Now, I think it was 30 days. It was obviously 30 days since the Charlie incident all the way till 10-10. I think when the day started that the shutdown of the government, I think there's 30 days on that in order for us to dismantle this United States corporation. And event, I think... If you remember, the November 1 post that Q gave us says that soon you will discover that we are going to, we're taking back our country. That was dated November 1. That is 30 days from when they started the shutdown. So, I don't know, I'm just saying, okay, anyway, it may be, maybe at that point people will understand the truth because the EMS will go out and they will hear it from an authority figure, because they can't come out of the matrix and the brainwashing to think for themselves. So don't worry if you can't get through to them. We're so close, okay? We're close. We're getting there, okay? And they actually call it Freedom Day today. Don't let me forget. Please, somebody on the chat, do not let me forget to talk about Freedom Day. All right, so and my time is kind of running out. But, oh, yeah, there's him. There's Netanyahu pouting. The whole world wants peace, but he wants to still do that. All right, so this is where Ducey was asking President Trump, who's going to run the world if you're, who can maintain this peace that you've worked so hard to establish? And President Trump said, that's going to be a problem. But I said, did y'all see what I said? I said, you know what I say to that? I said, Trump 2028. And then you know what I say after that? Trump 2032, Trump 2036, Trump 2040, Trump 2044. We will see. You're going to see. Maybe Melly's right. Okay, so here's the post. I'm going to, again, share this one with you guys because I have 14 pages on here. It's got a little clip. It wasn't moving at all, and so I put that little clip on there, and so all of a sudden it started to go because you guys gave it a push, and I really appreciate it. And we're talking about this sweet little Palestinian terrorist little girl. Clearly not a terrorist. Precious little girl. If you haven't listened to her, you've got to, because she's every word is breathing out a prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you for saving us. Thank you that I will live and my friends will live. Thank you that we're going to go back to our homes. I mean, just so precious. Oh, before I forget, don't forget, please don't forget that when the fear that Saudi Arabia had and Egypt had and all of them had was that when they were continuing to gobble up the land of Palestine, that Jordan was next, and then Egypt was next, and then Saudi Arabia was next. And so now, why are they going to put their money to rebuild Gaza? Because they, first of all, out of the kindness of their hearts, they see what a terrible situation. It's just rubble, right? And then second of all, they don't want this to ever happen again, where they come in and they start gobbling up people's land. Okay, but I've got all of this evidence on this 14 page thread. So you just click on this one right here, and it'll take you down to the number two, all this, okay? there's a true Jewish man who's fighting for the Palestinians. There's where they're beating the children. That's where it's called Palestine. I mean, there's the Balfour Declaration. This is how they gobbled up the land since 1948. All right, so here's another post. I can't remember what that one was for, but anyway, it's something important. All right, so definitely please go and share all this. It's lots more information where Charlie Kirk was talking about this, and that's why, you know, he was in danger. Okay, and all the people who are dead and these children who've lost their legs. I mean, it is more than I can take, right? And the Bible says that there are some who say they're Jews and they're not. All right, so I've already shown you that. I've shown you this passage, this video. Oh, no, that's us today. All right, I want you to see this one with Nino that I did. We did this one about the truth about Israel. And then this one right here is 10-10 Shockers, all the things that happened on 10-10, which is the Mickey Mouse Day, and then also what happens on when the silver hits 50, and that's the end of the banksters. President Trump said, I'm going to say this one other thing, and I'm going to bring on my friend. President Trump has said there will not be World War III. Now, remember, a lot of people, a lot of the Christians have been led to believe, oh, no, the worst thing in the world is you have peace in the Middle East. How messed up is that? How messed up is that, where people are truly brainwashed into thinking that you don't want to have peace in the Middle East? That's so messed up. Anyway, but a lot of people think, oh, it's going to be terrible because that's the Antichrist, and it ushers in the Antichrist in World War III. No, this is a lie. This is not true. The truth is, this is the end times for them. We've been fighting the Battle of Armageddon. We've been fighting to stop these satanic criminal cabal. And you can find out about it. It's all in here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Or you can go on melissaredpill.com and listen to the book. This is the end of it for them. And the golden age for us, or 1,000 Years of Peace. So listen to what President Trump says. We're not having World War III.
You're that the Middle East.
Okay, here it goes. Here we go. Get a little louder. I need an assistant.
This is going to be a safe and secure place. It's a very important place in the world. It means so much. There were so many people who said the Middle East, and this has been going for many, many decades. I've read it many times, that World War III will begin in the Middle East. It's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It was a time that you would have thought it could have, but it's not going to happen.
Praise the Lord. So, okay, so if anybody, did I mess something up? Did I mess something up? Did I mess it up? Did I mess up my speaker, my sound? If I did it again, I'm sorry. Okay, don't forget Freedom Day. Okay, what's going on? Everything good? All right. Yes, okay, you're saying don't forget Freedom Day. Thank you. Already, that was like 5 minutes ago, and I already forgot it. People are saying, though, that the government shutdown will be at 30 days. I believe that is the case, too. All right, did y'all hear my volume, or did I lose my volume? We're good? Because I think I pulled the little cord out. All right. And this is about the government shutdown. I'm gonna tell you about Freedom Day. I'm going to do that right after this. But, I've got it. So this is what is going on at my house, and I hope it's going on at your house, because this is so beautiful. Check this out. I'm telling you one thing. This is the most beautiful, absolutely stunning government shutdown there has ever been. It's just gorgeous. I hope we have a government shutdown every day. More government shutdowns. Never open the government again. Oh, I hope that's what it looks like at your house. I'm telling you, I'm like a little kid. I love these blue skies. I just love it. I just can't get enough of it. I'm so ready to see blue skies every day. All right, so I think that was everything I had there. All right, so here's the Freedom Day. Thank you, guys. You're the best. So this was very interesting. And I just posted this. It's on X. It's on Telegram. I'm thinking it's already on True Social and Getter. But okay, so Erica came out with President Trump, and Charlie, of course, is getting this Medal of Freedom. But I just find there's just so many things that make me think, not, you know, that she's in on it, and that Charlie is alive. I just really do feel in my heart that that's the case. I've got too many things that make me think that that's what's happening. Okay, I hope that I'm right. I hope that's the case. So it says, Erica Kirk accepts Charlie's medal. His story reminds us all that to live free is the greatest gift, but to die free is the greatest victory. Happy birthday, my Charlie. Happy Freedom Day. Happy Freedom Day. Isn't that interesting? Because we never, you know, whoever calls anything Freedom Day. Well, I just found that very, very interesting. I'll play the little clip of that.
but to die free is the greatest victory. Happy birthday, my Charlie. Happy Freedom Day.
Happy Freedom Day. All right, so is that about this right here? Okay, so here's Happy Freedom Day. Okay, maybe let's see if I go back. Where did I put it? Okay, on the board. Here we go. Go up. On the board, it talks about Freedom Day. It talks about Freedom Day. Now, there is a Freedom Day, and it is February 1st. I don't think that's what they were talking about, though. And it's just very interesting to me that she said Freedom Day. What do you guys think? Yeah. Happy Freedom Day. And looking at my sky, I feel like I have Freedom Day. I really, really do. All right. Now, I have a friend who is here with me today, and I hope she hasn't left because I took so long. But, yeah, so come on. And can you open your screen? Are you still here, Heather? Please tell me you're still here. Jump in with me. This is a wonderful friend that I met. There you are. Yeah, you're still here. Okay. They had so much to tell. So, yes. Okay, so Heather is my new bestie. We met in Miami, and she's helping me. Our screen is actually flickering. Hopefully it's going to work fine. Okay, uh-oh. She is helping me to understand my guts. And so she has been a nurse, and she saw people coming in with one malady, and then they would leave with three more or whatever, get more sick when they were in the hospital, but they're cleaning at the hospital. And so she's like, what's going on? So, and then she also had some illnesses, and she'll tell you about that. I don't know why we're being so excited. Screen is flashing. Anyway, so she's going to tell you about that. But basically, she learned what she was doing wrong and how to get well. And she is teaching me because these are some of the issues that I have faced. And so I want, yes, welcome, Heather. Thank you for being so patient and waiting.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it is a beautiful day, although we were experiencing like major. Is there an echo in here?
I hear you fine.
Okay.
You're perfect.
It's echoing back at me for some weird reason. Oh, but anyway, we had like potential 40-50 mile an hour winds and rain and everything here over the last 3 days. So I'm actually down in my camper near Cape May, New Jersey, and we didn't feel that much of it, just some wind, but I happened to see your computer 87 degrees, and I'm so jealous because it's like 60, 59, 60 here, so not so much. You know, I was listening to the beginning here, and my friend Jeff that passed away in mid-March knew Netanyahu. They belong to the same country club in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, strangely enough. And Netanyahu lived in Pennsylvania for quite a while. So I never met him, but Jeff knew him pretty well. So we have that little connection there, which I think is very interesting. And I too think Charlie Kirk is alive.
Right.
There we go.
Well, that means he's alive, right? The two of us.
Right,
right, because it's the two of us. Yeah, so, but we met when I went to Miami at Trump Doral at the Charlie event. And so I had been talking my little mouth off. And so I said, I hadn't eaten anything. I said, okay, she wanted to talk to me about something. I said, if you can just sit here and talk to me while I try to eat. And so she told me all about how I had been, she didn't really blame me, but she said most of us have been killing off our good bacteria, and really, not on purpose, but because everything that we're using, not just, whatever cleaning products, but a lot of things that we're using all throughout the house are killing off our good bacteria, and we need 10 times the good bacteria than we need of the bad. 10 times more.
You are correct. I do need to correct you. I'm not a nurse.
Oh, but, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I played one on TV.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But I did spend, 15, 16 years in medical devices and equipment working with hospitals.
Oh, okay.
And I got out of it because they, you know, they have golden handcuffs when you're in that. You make really good money, and I was at the top of my game, and a company came along and wanted us to worked with all the medical companies and the CEOs to convince them that they needed to pay $150 per rep that they had or manager that they had going into the hospitals and get them hepatitis A, B, C, and tuberculosis. And I said, no, thank you. And that's when I left medical. So there was no way that I was going to do any of that. I didn't need it. And, you know, and then you fast forward to the pandemic, and I knew within the first couple of days of the pandemic that, exactly what was going on. And especially being in the business that I am of, you know, I consider myself a pretty good resource for information about health and bacteria and probiotics and something that we're going to talk about today, biofilm, that most people don't even know what that word is, but it's probably one of the most important words you can know ever for your health. And so, you know, I was trying to cure myself of chronic sinus infections, and I got bronchitis when I was like 5. So I just wanted off the hamster wheel of antibiotics that I took 6 times a year, and I was trying to cure myself, and I couldn't find anything to do it. I started taking acidophilus probiotics, and Jamie Lee Curtis was doing Activa yogurt at the time, and so I knew a little bit about probiotics, but not a lot, and probably more than a lot of people at that point in time, and back in 2008. And so I just started researching and ended up where I am today with the products that I have today. And, you know, we go far beyond our gut biome. If you look at the shelves today of all the probiotics lining the shelves, most of those don't work because they get, you know, in the processing of the pills and so forth. The efficacy is lost, and most of them are using plant-based probiotics, which you find in yogurts and kefir and kombucha and things like that, which, by the way, kefir and kombucha are great. Yogurt, not so much. It's kind of cooked out of that, and the probiotics don't really do anything for you. So please don't waste your money on that. Kefir's a little bit better, but still, your best bet is to think about the fact that there are other types of probiotics that exist, and in particular, ones that can really outcompete all the germy invaders that you do not want. And I'm going to debunk something, and this all came through the brainwashing of he who has the most marketing dollars and who sits on the board of the EPA and the FDA and Monsanto and all of those three-letter agencies. And you have Clorox, you have, you know, the big players, and even spreading over to the Allergy, Asthma, Sinus Foundation and touting Febreze as like, you know, won't hurt you, it's so good for you, when in fact it actually ruins your olfactory senses and makes you insensitized to smells and odors. And while you might think that's a great thing, if there's a fire, you might not smell it,
right?
Because
right.
The Febreze is ruining you, plus you're yeah. spraying all those chemicals, you know, all over your house and breathing this in, which is one of the worst things you can do for yourself, and especially if you are asthmatic. So how ironic is it that it's approved by the Allergy, Asthma, Sinus Foundation? You know, it's just this, the more and more you find out, you're just like shaking your head. You can't believe it, right? Because it's all connected. So the big fallacy that's been pushed for 50 years and our mothers, you know, cleaned with bleach and things like that. And then as the products grew, we got into antibacterials and then hand sanitizing and all of these things that we thought would keep us safe and protected and clean and everything else. And the best way to do that is by killing bacteria. That's what they had you believe for all these years. And it couldn't be further from the truth, because the only thing that happens when you kill bacteria is it turns back on you. That's the only thing that happens. And it opens the door for that one word that I was going to talk about,
okay,
which is biofilm.
I've got a picture of it. I have a picture.
Yeah, if you want let's me to. Scroll down.
Okay, so okay, let me show everybody. Okay, so I've been going to Heather school, and she's been teaching me all these things because I didn't really understand, you know, about a lot of this. So she's really been, you know, I haven't even told you guys about this because I was, you know, I just didn't feel like I had it all the pieces of the puzzle. So I've been working on this little website, and this is, I haven't even linked it on the website. This is just a page. And after this show, I'm going to go ahead and put it on the website so you guys can go in there and learn also. So at the very top, this is a little video that I put in here, and I labeled it Love Your Guts, because we don't want to hate our guts. We want to love them, and we want to prize our good microbiome and protect it at all costs. Okay, so this is a picture of your intestines, and you want them to be nice and fluffy, and so they can receive all of the wonderful nutrients and have the microbiome balance of 10 to 1 bad bacteria to good bacteria. And if you have bad bacteria, it's going to cause inflammation, thyroid problems, poor detoxification, neurological dysfunction, you know, oxidative stress, GI issues, malabsorption, bloating, gas, GERD, IBS, IBD, all these things. And here are the strains that we need of good bacteria in our body. And I'm just going to scroll right through. Basically, here we're talking about the microbiome and the good balance that we need so that we can have a healthy microbiome. All right. So then you were going to talk about the biofilm.
Yeah.
And so, here it is right here. This picture right here with the little, it looks kind of purple. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you all know biofilm because it's the plaque in your teeth. So if you ever wonder what that's called biofilm plaque. Well, interestingly enough, that plaque can be on your counters. It can be up your nose. It can be floating in the air. It could be on your skin, and it can also be on all of the surfaces that surround you. So, yes, your gut is a breeding ground for this biofilm plaque. And if you've ever had a swollen foot or finger or something on your body, there is inflammation there. And that means, and that is a signal, an early signal to the fact that you have an imbalanced gut.
Okay, so hang on. So you mean that if I have any inflammation anywhere, that means I have an imbalanced gut?
Yeah, so there, that's like, I call that like the early warning. Like, you're not in the pathogen state, but you are in that earlier state. And inflammation unchecked or continual inflammation has the ability to lead to an autoimmune disease. So many times the physicians misdiagnose and so forth, and I believe in the gut, that the first thing that happens with inflammation that's unchecked is your body automatically, you have Epstein-Barr. And I've had this conversation with functional medicine physicians, and they're like, oh, well, wow, that kind of makes sense. And I've been talking about this for years. And I, disclaimer, I'm not a nurse, I'm not a doctor, but I worked with arteries, veins, guts, everything in my medical career. So and blood, and I just kind of know and synthesize, plus I'm intuitive, and I know how everything works, and it is, it just makes a lot of sense. But
because Epstein-Barr is where it makes you really tired. If you guys are not familiar with Epstein-Barr, it makes you really tired and makes you kind of muddle-headed, right?
Yep. And so you know, unfortunately, Epstein-Barr then turns into fibromyalgia, lupus, you know, all of those autoimmune disease, MS, I mean, it leads to all these things. And I, what is important to remember, though, is the first point of contact you have with germs and viruses is on the outside of you. So we have to be thinking about what we use to clean our homes. And right. maybe you are using a natural product, and even a product with tea tree oil. But the problem with tea tree oil is it kills all the good bacteria.
Yeah. Right. Plus, and so, it, right, on that, so even if you do have something, you know, what I've been doing is chasing it with the good bacteria, with these things. So that, yes, if I need to kill off some bacteria, fine, but I'm just chasing it with the probiotics, because your product is actually called probiotics. Now, I wanted to ask one other quick thing before you move on to this. So you're talking about the biofilm. I said something you said, that this causes, even with MS, that this is causing, is it because it's coating the nerves? Is that what's happening?
No. So what ends up happening is when bad bacteria is not in check by the good bacteria, and there really starts to be a major imbalance. And we'll use your gut as an example, but the same thing happens on a surface. It happens on your skin. It happens in your mouth. Okay. Bacteria acts exactly the same way, whether it's inside you or outside you.
Okay.
So just remember that.
Okay.
And it always has the first and the last word. So everything begins and ends with bacteria, even cancer. So we'll talk about it from this perspective. So when I start to have an imbalance where I don't have 10 good ones to balance that one bad one, and the scales really start to tip toward in favor of the bad bacteria, then what can happen is the bad bacteria now starts to take minerals and platelets when it's in your gut, when it's forming. So now you get a platelet deficiency. Now you get a mineral deficiency.
Because it becomes their food. What you're saying is it becomes their food.
Yeah, it is, because all bacteria eat. They eat and excrete. Eat and excrete. So the bad ones excrete this stationary biofilm, and then it breaks off and it starts forming elsewhere. So it doesn't stay in one place. This is why we get plaque all over our body. This is why we get plaque in our teeth. You know, for instance, when it's on a counter, it's not stationary either. This is why salmonella and listeria recalls are happening constantly, because it's like whack-a-mole, and they keep trying to throw a disinfectant at a problem that no disinfectant can get to, and that is the biofilm that forms, that sits on the surfaces of the fruits and vegetables, from basically using these disinfectants that can't clean away the bad bacteria properly. And in particular, the biofilm.
Yes.
So
right. So
yeah.
So that's, I'm just going to say this because I know you know this so well, and I'm just going to try to make it simple for everybody the way that it helped me when you explained it to me, because we've had several conversations. Okay. So because you have the probiotics, like for I love the one to clean my apple. Like I was cleaning my apple today, and knowing that, you know, cleaning it and it was perfectly good for me to eat. So you've got the 10 times more good bacteria to one, 10 to one. So that's what it overwhelms. I love that. That helps me when you say the good bacteria overwhelms the bad bacteria. And that's what kills them. Instead of trying to machine gun all the bad bacteria, we're using the good bacteria to overwhelm the bad bacteria. Can I say that right?
So we're basically using the good bacteria to outcompete, like on a scrimmage with a football. And our guys basically push the bad bacteria over this way, grab the ball, which is the bacteria's food, right? And what happens when you have no food? You starve and you could die, which is exactly what we're doing to the bad bacteria living in this biofilm. Now, we need bad bacteria. We need good bacteria. We need fungus and mold and viruses. We need all of these things to keep us healthy. But all of those, even fungus and mold, when they're not balanced, they turn back on us. And they live in this sticky, gluey biofilm that you can't clean away with an essential oil. You can't clean it away with anything but soil spore probiotics in the correct combination. Right. And that's where we come in, and that's where our technology comes in.
Yes. So this where you, when you guys go to the freedomforce.live/P2, as in P squared, okay, then you can see Heather doing a little test. And I love this video right here, this one right here, you guys. She's doing a test, and she's saying, okay, this bad bacteria is wrapped in like plastic. And you clean the outside of it, you clean and clean and clean, but he's still in there. He's fine. You're not even touching him. You're not even getting to him. And so that's what's happening. So that's why we have to overwhelm their biofilm, have the good bacteria eat away all that biofilm. Am I saying that right?
And so that's correct.
And so then they starve. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you did that perfectly. And I trained Joelle Grasshopper. Yeah. No, there. So it's important to clean away the biofilm. It's another thing. We have to put the probiotics down to create a barrier from the bad and stop the bad bacteria from forming biofilm again. And in that context, there is a prevention factor with our probiotics as well. And the cool part is when you use our cleaner to clean your counter, it cleans for a whole week. And everything else that you use to clean stops maximum after an hour. And bleach takes 15 minutes to even work.
Right. And then it also does a number on your gut. I mean, it's just not good for your gut. All right, so the other thing that she does on this video here, you guys, and I'm not going to take the time to show it, but she has this ATP meter, and so she tests the surface of the laptop, the keyboard, and it's just off the charts with bacteria, and then she uses the probiotics and tests it again, and it's like nothing. It's amazing. So it really, and it, you can tell, but I want one of those little meters. Those are really cool. And so I want to test my whole house and make sure everything is perfectly clean. But this is it. This is the what I've been using. She sent me samples, and I'm really very excited about them. So like the mouthwash, you know, what I'm doing is I do my regular, you know, brushing my teeth, and then I chase it with the mouthwash to make sure that my mouth biome is the right balance. And so then I think that it's keeping me from getting plaque on my teeth. And so we'll see what my dentist has to say about that. And also this, you know, basically the same thing with your hands. I never used any of the antibacterial, whatever. What were they doing during COVID? Those little hand sanitizers. And I'm like, no, I don't want any of that. Or, you know, but this is perfect for your body. I mean, it can't even hurt you, not to say drink it, but I'm just, it's all perfectly, you know, natural and safe. And so that keeps the biome on your hands really, really clean. Then there's the washing machine additive. So you just use your regular detergent, and then you add this and make sure, then it makes sure to get out any of the bacteria that is in the clothes, that, you know, residual stains, residual odors, that type of thing. Am I right?
You are correct. I mean, I can tell you, and I have had other people confirm this, but you know, I don't like to clean. I'm just going to tell you, I really don't like to clean. And my stuff makes it so easy. Like, I designed this to make this a no-brainer. And get probiotics everywhere that you really need them. But that washer additive, my clothes are even drier when I go to take them out of the washing machine, because there's no residual from the detergent on it. It's at, because you put it in your fabric softener dispenser. So with the probiotics there, it controls moisture too. So it just cleans that out while it's cleaning your washing machine, and then your clothes are don't have to dry as much, and they come out super fluffy, which is which is really cool.
Okay, awesome. Well, the other thing is the allergy. See, I didn't think about my air. Like you were saying at the beginning of the video, that we want to make sure our air has the good microbiome 10 to 1. I didn't even think about that, but if you've got difficulties with allergies or even asthma, this could very well help you to breathe easier. Yeah, so I love that. And then I do my regular cleaning and then I just on my surface, and then I just know I want those ATP meters so I can test it. But I'm sure it is just clean as a whistle and keeping the microbiome perfect. I'm really trying to make sure that everything I put in my body and everything I have in my entire environment is good for my microbiome. And then my gut biome. And then I love the little pet odor and itch. Bella loves that. Buddy doesn't. He's just like, "What are you spraying on me?" But he, right? If he has a little itchy foot, I will spray that on him, and it'll stop immediately. So really, really love that. And so, actually, I haven't done the pet shampoo yet. I'm gonna have to try that.
You know, I mean, quite frankly, a lot of people go to their groomer and like that, and wash their dogs, especially if it's a lab or something like that that gets dirty a lot, or a dog that's outside. But what we don't have here that I want to mention really fast is we have our new wound care out for pets and people. And I don't know about you guys, my dog just passed June 19th, but I'm really glad that I had the wound care, because she had a doggy door and she went out and she quarreled sometimes with things, and having that wound cleaner and then the treatment was a godsend for my dog. And it saved me trips to the vet too, because you freak out if you see your dog get a cut, if it's bleeding or whatever. This will help stop the bleeding and hopefully save you a trip to the vet. So it should be in your medicine cabinet. The other thing for wounds for people, if you go to the shop, our wound care should be on there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. When you click on that picture, you guys, you'll see, it'll take you right here, to her site. So, okay. Shop. Okay. Right here.
Go shop. And then
pet wellness.
No. Go to, body care.
Okay. For this little spray.
Scroll down.
There's
the new wound care.
Okay. And that works for people or dogs?
This is the people side. So for people that have chronic wounds, someone in your family that has suffered from it, you have home health care coming in, whatever, run out and get this, because we have so many studies on non-healing wounds. And guess what? The biggest impediment to wounds healing is biofilm. So we get rid of the biofilm, and then it blankets the wound, and the body kicks in and starts to heal it really fast.
Yeah.
And if you have ever had Mohs surgery or don't even know what Mohs surgery is, these centers are popping up all over the place for skin cancer, for basal cells and squamous cells. And they've gone from doing 2 procedures a day to 45 procedures a day, and it's going to continue to grow. And the problem is they send people home after they've had a procedure biopsy and tell them to put Aquaphor or Vaseline on and it's like the worst thing you could possibly do. So this will be your new best friend. And the other thing is there's a recurrence a lot of times in those Mohs, bore Mohs in the same spots, and then they can come up and pop up elsewhere. And so, at least with this, if you keep it in your medicine cabinet and you use it after Mohs surgery, I guarantee you, without the biofilm there, it will heal properly, and therefore should not make you go back and get another procedure, because everything begins and ends with bacteria, including cancers. So let's, think about this logically.
Yes. everything that we can do. I never even heard about a film before I met you. So I'm so glad that you have trained me and taught me about this, because I think this is the missing piece. I believe this is where we're headed in the golden age. I haven't put that on that page.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, what?
Because do you remember, I remember this distinctly. So when Trump was doing his inaugural speech, he talked about the golden age. He said it in his speech. And when you played that today, it brought it all back. And I remember.
Oh, yeah. My new book that I'm writing is about the golden age. And it's the golden age of health, golden age of peace, golden age of wealth, golden age of everything great. You know, education and entertainment, everything is going to be golden. And so, yeah, it's everything. And poor RFK, he's got a lot of work to do to get all this set right, because the medical community they have not been trained on this, and they don't want us to really know how to be well. And so that's why I put all – this is why – and I can't even talk about it on YouTube. What does that tell you? I can't talk about any of these things on YouTube. So that's why I have these videos over on my Rumble, because thank God we can speak, you know, and say whatever we want. Even if I try to put a link to this from YouTube, they'll potentially ban the channel. So this is the problem. This tells you basically everything on the list that they say you can't talk about, those are the very things that we need to be using. And they're saying that we're doing medical and misinformation. Anyway, but RFK is working very hard to get all of these things done. And so we're helping. And so I think this is a big thing for us to think about for the golden age is building a wonderful microbiome in your body and in your entire environment, and getting rid of this biofilm. She was even telling me, I don't think we said it today, but if you have this microbiome in that plaque on your teeth, it can go to your brain. I mean, this whole thing is just no bueno. So let's just get rid of it. And the wonderful thing is the probiotics get in a snap. I mean, you won't even believe when you go look at that video on freedomforce.live/P2, it's like it was gone. It didn't take like 30 minutes or whatever. It was gone immediately. It's really amazing.
Yeah. And it will, and it's consistent even in hospital studies, like over 4 years. And I sent that to you and to Laura. And, you know, when you think about that, if you get like MRSA or staph in a hospital, if you acquire it in a hospital, it's called a nosocomial infection. Hospitals don't get paid for that, so they cover it up. And if they do have to pay for it, it costs them about $200,000.
Wow.
And so you know where that ends up. We end up paying for it ultimately, right, or whatever. But, you know, it's crazy. There was a fungus that ate out the walls and floors in a New York hospital called Candida auris. And it's really like these pathogens, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but just let you know that this is like another pandemic, because especially when the pandemic hit, we overused all of these disinfectants and sanitizers, especially the hand sanitizers, and we further killed off all the good bacteria. So there's not enough good bacteria left.
This was on purpose. It was all on purpose. Right. So this is what we can do to help get our health back, and also to build a healthy environment in our home. You know, stay away from the bleach. You know, we just cannot kill off any more good bacteria. And the other thing I was going to say is, if you do go in the hospital, I mean, they're going to clean with what they're going to clean with. Okay, fine. But you can chase it. You can go behind with the probiotics and put in good bacteria. And so then your family member is safe. Okay. So I love this. You might have to go back and listen to this video again. You might have to go and seriously, it's going to take a minute a while for me to really soak in all this information, because it's a different way of thinking about it. But this is where we're headed. We got to have a good, healthy immune system, and this is what we're building. Okay, we're going to go.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Is there something else you want to shout out?
Thank you for bringing that up, because at the end of the day, anything that can help fortify the immune system that surrounds you, of your home, and you internally, is uber important to staying well.
Yeah.
And we know if our immune system is strong, then we're strong. And if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And the last thing I'll say is biofilm is responsible for 80% of all disease and infection. So we're giving you the tool to get rid of it and stop it from coming back. So if you wonder if these products are important, they are. And I thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Oh,
because it's a challenge to get it out and out there. I've had everybody fighting, and I've had to stay under the radar for a really long time. So
everybody I have on my channel, everybody I bring on, you guys, is we're all the island of the misfit toys. We're all have been pushed into a corner, and that's what the golden age is about. Really, is that we're going to be able to get our message out and to help people, because that's all that you're trying to do is help people get be well. And you know this, yeah. This is the day. Finally, this is Freedom Day. This is what Freedom Day is about.
It is Freedom Day.
It's a good day for us to be together.
God, we have that. And by the way, we have all the stuff for the commercial side as well to help livestock and HVAC coils and help, so you can breathe better in buildings. And we're working on that side also. So
that is so amazing. Yeah, you guys, they do the same thing. You know, she was telling me in some of these the commercial side, they have to clean with what the CDC or whatever says to clean with, but then they come back with her product. So they have to buy two things and do the double work because to really make sure it's clean. It's crazy.
We have to get around the guidelines, the deep state guidelines. I mean, we've got to wait until I can get to RFK to revamp all the cleaning practices in the hospitals and food processing plants. Wound care.
Yes, and it took years to mess it up. It's going to take it might take a while to get it straightened out. Okay, we're going to pray before we go. And so, yes, I just love you guys. I'm so glad. I see what you're saying on the chat. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are showing us how to be well. You're showing us how to have freedom, the Freedom Day. Thank you for our wonderful president and RFK and all these who are fighting on the front lines. And thank you for the healing that is coming, and thank you for showing us the way on that. Thank you for the peace that's settling over the Middle East. I just thank you that we're going to have everything set right, that we're entering into this beautiful golden age where everyone will have everything that they need, plenty, and that we'll have this beautiful peace. This is your promise in your word, and we believe you. Just like you said, we believe in the same the God of the of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're the same family. We believe in you. We believe and we know that you are with us and that you're going to guide us through just like you've always done. You've seen us through this far and you're going to see us through to these amazing, beautiful days. Thank you for the blue skies. I pray everybody will get blue skies right away and we'll get just all these blessings will start just to pour on everyone. And we just pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, girls and boys, I love you guys. I'll be on the chat for just a half a minute more, and I guess that's it. I love you. Oh, I got my little video to play at the end of my. You're good. No, go ahead.
You're gonna have discounts, so for 2 weeks, starting today through the 28th, you get 20% off of your entire order.
Yay!
And the code is MR. P, all in capital letters, Melissa Redpill, 1-20. And after 2 weeks, it goes down to 10% for another 2 weeks. Okay. And that code, starting on the 28th, is MRP, all capitals, 1-10 for 10% off.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's awesome. Thank you for that. That's
my pleasure.
Yes. I'll be posting all that. So you'll have all that information. I'll make sure that we get it all right. All right. I've got that one little video and then we're going to jet out so everybody can see the beautiful blue sky. And hang on real quick. I'm trying to be all cool and stuff. And every time I try to be cool, it doesn't work. So hang on real quick, everybody, because you know how I do. All right. Love you guys. And all right. I love you. Oh, I'm messed up again. Okay, I'm here. Y'all see me? I love you guys.
And just do the arrow.
Huh? I love you guys.
Just play.
And I will talk to you later.
Bye. I want you guys to look at this government shutdown. I'm telling you one thing. This is the most beautiful, absolutely stunning government shutdown there has ever been. It's just gorgeous. I hope we have a government shutdown every day. More government shutdowns. Never open the government again.